Thank you for tuning in once again to the Ramilly Matters podcast. I'm your host, Ishmael Sistrunk, the Executive Director of Communications. And with me today, I have two very special ladies. We are at Michelle Obama Early Childhood Academic Center, and we have the director, Dr. Amita Meeks Williams. How you doing?
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Pretty good. And we also have Sonia Clay Strozier as well with Parents as Teachers.
Good afternoon.
And so it's been a long time coming. I know we've talked about doing a podcast, talking about what's going on with early childhood in the Riverview Garden School District. I guess Dr. Meeks Williams, tell us a little bit about Michelle Obama Early Childhood Academic Center and just what type of services are offered here.
Wow. Okay. Well, I would say we are a beacon in the community. So at the Michelle Obama Early Childhood Center, we offer services for children that are 3 years old to 5 year old. So when they turn five, they go to kindergarten. The services we offer, we are partnered with the wonderful special school district, and so they may offer other services that the scholars may need. They don't have to leave the building. We also have our partnership with Ms. Sonia and the Parents as Teachers program. So we're here to serve the children and the families in a well-rounded manner. We offer our curriculum called the Project Construct curriculum. So it is a play-based program, and we use the social emotional learning concept to help children grow emotionally and academically in our center. So we're here. We like to have a great time here. We plan a lot of great activities and try to include the families in every step.
Absolutely. Now, is it only eligible for people who live in the area, or how do people get their children enrolled at Michelle Obama?
Okay, so yes, you have to be a resident of Riverview Garden School District. Usually when parents call, they give us their address and we check our database to see if they are in this area. And that's how we find out if they can enroll or not. Some slots are held for employees of the district. So if they need someone to care for their 3 to 5 year old, then they can give us a call as well. And the child has to be 3 by July 31st.
Okay.
Yes. And potty trained.
Got
it. So we have to make sure that they are 3 by July 31st. That is a rule that we do have.
Okay. So anybody out there, if you're on the waiting list or if you need early child care, maybe you come work for the district and get one of those internal spots. So two problems solved at once.
Right. I mean, we do have to help our staff out as well. They're trying to come to work and they need care as well.
Absolutely. And you mentioned Parents as Teachers. Ms. Sonia, can you tell us what Parents as Teachers is, how it serves our parents, how it serves the community?
Okay, Parents as Teachers is a parent education program, and actually it is mandated by the state to be in all of the school districts. So it's a wonderful program because it's designed really to help parents on their parenting journey. With our program, it is free, and we serve families starting from prenatal to kindergarten entry. And the philosophy is that the parent is the first teacher and that the home is the first schoolhouse. So any learning outside of that is just an extension. But we know that the first 3 years of a child's life is more crucial because during that time, that is when the brain is making more connections during those 3 years than any other time in their life. So it's important that parents really understand what is typical development, what is the stages of development and those milestones. So the role that we play, we have certified, trained parent educators that are very knowledgeable in child development. And in conjunction to that, we also talk about the family well-being. So what typically happens, there are four components of our program. We have the personal visits, which can be done in the home or here at Michelle Obama. We have a visiting room for them to do visits. It could be in the community, at the library, the park. So we try to make it convenient for them. And what happens on a personal visit, that is when we work with parents one-on-one, talking about the child's development, what to look for. We provide activities and handouts, you know, so they can use as a frame of reference to, you know, that way they can. And there's always a follow-up, because what we're doing is we're providing tools. If you use these tools, they work, you know. So that's important, you know. The saying that repetition is the mother of all learning. So it has to be done over and over again in order to lay that foundation for the child's development. So that's one component. And then we offer developmental screenings, which is inclusive of the health questionnaire, hearing, vision. And what's important about that is to know that the child is on target developmentally. And even if they are delayed, we can provide supports or resources for that family if intervention is necessary. And that's done, you know, annually for parents that are enrolled into our program. Or if a parent lives in our district and they say, well, you know, I'm not sure about if my child is, you know, on target, they can call us and schedule an appointment, and we can provide that developmental screening. Then we have group connections, which are referred as parent and child activity events, or we have topic-based. And they're designed so that families can connect, share experiences, you know, and, you know, that are common with one another, you know. So it's just good to, you know, for parents to get together. And sometimes that's considered like recreation for parents that pretty much are isolated. So it's really good for them as well. And there's usually a theme such as literacy. It could be math. It could be sleep, you know. So the topics, they vary. And then last of all, we will connect families to resources in the community, you know. And even if it's out of our scope, we have resources such as First Steps. And we do a lot of collaboration with special school district. It might be a food pantry, you know, utilities, and so forth. So those are the components. Those are, you know, the benefits. It is free. And for parents that participate in our program, we have partnered with the St. Louis Diaper Bank. So when parents keep their visits, they can get free diapers, you know, because we know it's such a need,
right?
You know, in the community. So, and then on every visit, every personal visit, we provide our families with a new book, because, you know, literacy is very important. That's the foundation. So you'd be surprised, a lot of homes really don't have, you know, good quality books, or may not even have any, but, you know, that's the role that we play. We, you know, we offer that. And so, again, Parents as Teachers is a free program. We're always enrolling. Our program is year-round. So services do not have to stop. And once your child ages out of the program, then they will enter into kindergarten. But it's a wonderful program, and it's beneficial for our families.
Awesome. And I know you mentioned supporting the parents. You know, Dr. Mita, can you speak to, you know, how important is that relationship with parents, and how important are they to the development of the children in collaboration with what the teachers and instructors are doing here at Michelle Obama?
Definitely. So when we first start, we try to build a great rapport with the families, and we do promote the Parents as Teachers program because it's a vital part of our programming that we do here. So just building that trust and communication, I believe it starts at enrollment. When we're coming in, and I make sure that I come in and say hello, and that we start building that relationship right at that point. And so the sooner we can start building that relationship and gaining that trust, that's when it'll work better for the partnership for the teachers and everyone. So then we have several opportunities throughout the school year where we have events and parents to teacher conferences and things like that. And so all of those opportunities give the parents an opportunity to meet with the teachers and to build those connections. The teachers also, they make phone calls. They do, we used to do home visits. I remember that. But we let the parent educators, they're doing the home visits right now. But, you know, constant communication, telling them about their children and their growth and development and keeping them on the same page as far as what they need to do to help them. We have home connections that the teachers send home so they can be connected to the work that we're doing at the school. They're also, we would love to have volunteers as well. We have a parent ambassador program that we partner with the family community engagement specialist. Mm-hmm. So all of those things are ways that they can be involved with the school and the children so they can have a great start to their learning and their academic success as they go through the their school years, because it's a long road. We're just the beginning.
Right.
So, yeah, if they can have great relationship building in the beginning, then hopefully they can carry that out with them through the next level.
Okay. And you mentioned volunteers. You know, if I'm a parent and I wanted to volunteer, can you describe what that process looks like?
So first you have to go online to Riverview Garden School District website, and they have a volunteer form on there that they would complete. And I believe you have to get a background check and things like that just to make sure that you can be here around our scholars. And so after that, they would let us know if you're approved, and then we'll find something great for you to do. We have plenty to do here. We've got a wonderful garden. We've got some people here with some green thumbs, but we could use more. And we've been trying to beautify the front yard, things like that, some organizing to do around here. It's a lot of great things we can do. A lot of times the teachers come up and say, hey, you got anybody that can help me run some papers off or laminate? So, and just being in the classroom with the scholars, the teachers plan a lot of great activities, and we would love for them to come up and be in the classrooms.
Good deal. And I sometimes will get questions out in the community, you know, from individuals, especially, you know, who may be retired or partially retired, saying, you know, I'd love to volunteer. And so it's good to have that information to be able to share. And if you are in the area, or if you're not in the area, but you just want to support the Scholars of Riverview Gardens, especially, you know, at the early childhood age, whereas you both mentioned, that's just really critical in the development of students. Just seems like a great opportunity. Mm-hmm. So, and usually I'm going backwards a little bit, because a lot of times I start with more personal questions. We jump right into it today. But Ms. Sonia, you were talking before about how you came to Riverview Gardens in the Parents as Teachers role, and that you lived in the community and saw an opportunity. Can you tell the listeners about that a little bit?
Yes. I've been a resident of the Riverview Gardens School District for well over 20 years. And back in 1998, I received a mailer that came from Riverview Gardens. And it may have been called The View or something. I'm not sure. But
right.
At the time, I was I read it, and I was actually looking for a job. And they had a position. They had it advertised, a position for an instructional assistant. So I applied, and that was back in June of 1998. So, you know, that's my humble beginnings. And from being working in a classroom for many years, and even prior to that, I've been in the early childhood field for many years. So I was actually a child care director. But I wanted to do something different. So that was a great opportunity for me, you know, living in the district and in working for it.
Right.
I mean, to me, that was huge. And then from there, I applied as a parent educator. Been doing that for over 20 years as well. And then transitioned into being the coordinator. But I believe in our district, you know, and the work that I do. It's very impactful to the families, and it's rewarding to me to, you know, to have been able to really to help those parents on their journey, to work with so many wonderful families. It's just so rewarding. I like what I do. And I believe with working with families and working with children is a call for me, not just a job. It's a call. Right. It was no way I would have stayed in this field. You know, it's, I don't do it for the money. I do it because there's right. something that I like to do, you know, and I feel that if anybody works with children, they should want to do it and not just come and earn a paycheck, you know, because number one, we're talking about their future. We're setting their foundation, and that's critical. So we are making such a huge impact on their lives early on. It starts in the beginning. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. I love her passion.
You can tell it. Yeah. You can hear it.
Yeah.
You can feel it.
Yeah. Exactly. And you can see it every day. I mean, just simple things like her, you know, going out to get those diapers, you know, nobody sees the work that goes through that whole process, you know, making those connections and just getting the actual, the diaper bin is troublesome, you know, taking it to your car and getting all the diapers out and bringing them in and organizing them, you know, just all of that. It just makes a big impact. And yes, it's very much appreciated. And I know the parents appreciate it too.
Oh, yes.
And yeah, it's great.
Yeah, and it makes a difference mm-hmm. when you have people who care,
yes.
you know, in those positions. Mm-hmm. Like you said, not just showing up for a mm-hmm. check. Because if you're just showing up for a check, if it's rainy, if it's cloudy, I might not be able to make it.
I feel a little something coming
right,
on.
Right.
right.
And what about you, Dr. Amita? What's your journey to becoming a director here at Michelle Obama?
Oh, my God. I might cry. Let's see. No. Okay. So, wow. Let's see. I graduated from SIU in May of 99, and I was on that job search, you know, going around everywhere. I think I applied to two school districts, and they offered me a kindergarten position, and I said, I really want early childhood. I'm going to wait. And by then it was, let's see, I think it was August. So I still hadn't a job, didn't have a job.
Gotcha.
And I was like, man, I'm sitting there and I'm just going to tell it like it is. I was sitting there with my mom and it was on the weekend and we were talking about it and I was frustrated. And I was like, Mom, what am I going to do? I went to this one place and they told me they wanted someone that had experience with at-risk. And I had just graduated, so it was like, right. I don't have any experience with at-risk, you know. So I was just like, okay. So we stopped, we prayed and everything. And that Monday, I got a phone call, and it was a lady. A lady at the time, her name was Ann Beckering, mm-hmm. and she was the director of early childhood for at Riverview. And she called me, and she said, may I speak to Amita Meeks? And I said, this is she. And she said, oh, well, you were recommended by your professor at SIU. And I was like, what?
Oh, wow.
She said, Dr. Susie Nall recommended you for a job position. And I said, oh, she said, and we're just calling to see if you're interested in an interview. And I was holding the phone and looking at it like, are you serious? You know? And I said, wow. I was like, okay, you know, and of course I said, yes, I would like an interview. And my mom was looking at me like, what just happened? And I said, I guess we prayed it on in. So, you know, I went to the job interview, met her and Miss Chris Coulibrantz, and I had the interview and they said I nailed it. So I'm here. I started as a teacher and my first classroom was an old dance studio. And if you know me, I'm a dancer. So okay. That was a delight to me because I had a whole wall of mirrors and I had a loft. And wow. I mean, it was just amazing. It was so fun to me. And Miss Sonia was actually in the next building. So we collaborated a lot. And that was my first year and it was great. Then we moved to another. So was that Chambers?
That was Chambers. Which that was is Chambers. Now Jitterbugs.
Jitterbugs, right. So mm-hmm. we were on Chambers and it was only three teachers there at that time. But they had opened up the next year. They had opened up a new center on Shepley. They had took the old St. Pius building. Riverview had took that.
Okay.
on. And so the next year I moved over. Did you move over the same year? Okay. So we all transitioned in 2001 over there to the new building, and we stayed there for some years, and then we transitioned to this building where we are now at 1111 St. Cyr. And let's see, I taught for 18 years, and then I transitioned to the instructional coach position for 2 years. And then I did the interim for a half a year. Mm-hmm. And then I interviewed for the director's position. So it's been a journey. It's been so exciting being a teacher here, starting off mm-hmm. as a teacher, and then transitioning to the instructional coach position and now the director's position. I'm just totally delighted. Like, I mean, I love it. I love it. I love the children. I'm here for the children. I'm like she said, I'm not here for the dollars. I'm here because the children, they need a great foundation. They need great, high quality teachers. And I'm here for that. I'm here to pour into them, to help coach them, to help provide professional development for them and whatever they need and support on a daily basis. I'm here for them. I'm in the trenches with them. And I'm here every day to try to make the best that we can make for these children, because they're our future. And we need them to be the best that they can be.
Absolutely. And, you know, there as well, you can hear the passion, you can hear the commitment. Both of you have been with the district for a long time. So, you know, and you, yes. There have been ups and there have been downs, okay. I'm sure.
Yes.
But you've stuck it through. And so we definitely appreciate that commitment to the students. And so I know there are events that are coming up for parents as teachers. There's events coming up for Michelle Obama. So, Dr. Sonia, you want to explain any events you have coming up for the parents?
As a matter of fact, we'll be having story time here at Michelle Obama on March the 13th from 5 to 6 p.m. with Cecilia, the storyteller, and she's housed at Lewis and Clark Library.
Okay.
And then April the 25th at 9 a.m. at Michelle Obama, we'll have a group connection, the Milk Mobile, which we'll be partnering with Danforth Elementary. So okay. That's going to be huge and exciting. Farmers bringing out their cows and, you know, mobile milk okay. machine. Oh, my God. Right.
I
want to nice. See it myself. I'm excited about that.
Milk machine. Make right. sure you're there.
Right. Yeah, we'll be you don't want to miss it because you don't get this
I'm sure
opportunity.
The kids will love that, too.
Right.
And what about
that? Can't get to the farm and bring the farm to you.
There That's you right. go. Right. So what about other events at Michelle Obama? What's going on in the near future?
All right. Let's see. Well, let's see. The week of April 1st through the 5th, we will be celebrating the Week of the Young Child. So that's going to be an event pretty much during the daytime, though. We'll have a petting zoo. We'll have book readers here. And it's the week to celebrate children. That is from the organization National Association for Early Young Children. That's called NACI. Okay. They celebrate the Week of the Young Child every year. And so we'll be doing that at the school. So every day will be a different theme. I think Monday is like Music Monday, Tasty Tuesday, Wiggle Wednesday, Thirsty Thursday. So I think we're doing like snow cones or something, you okay. know, things like that. And then Fun Friday. And we'll have activities for all of those. We also have, we are planning to have a talent show. So the last dance that we had was our Kids Invite Someone Special dance. The parents were really excited when I did like a brief survey to ask them if they would like that type of event. And they were excited because they're scholars. They were grabbing the mic when I was trying to announce different things. I was like, okay. And they were singing the songs. Okay. And I said, okay, wait a minute. You got talent.
Right.
So it'll be Little Explorers Have Talent. And so hopefully their families will sign up with that. And then the district's theme night, I believe, is March 14th. So okay. we will be represented there as well. And then on the 14th, we'll be at the science fair, the district science fair. We also have, well, that's in May, but in May we have a family movie night at 5:30.
Okay.
So all the other events will be posted online on our website.
Good deal. So yeah, check the website for, you know, any additional information, any additional dates that come up, you know, and be involved. Support your scholars, support these events. And they sound like fun events for the students, for the scholars. Sounds right. like they'll have a blast. So I guess the last thing I'll talk about is I know there is a campaign per se that you're running here at Michelle Obama to get the namesake, the Michelle Obama, by the school. So do you want to talk about that? Because who knows how far Ramley Matters goes. Michelle Obama may tune in, or one of her cousins or aunties.
Right. Michelle Obama, are you listening? Barack, somebody, Sasha, one of you, come on. So at this moment, we are running a Bring Michelle Obama to Michelle Obama campaign. First Lady Obama will be in St. Louis in April, I believe April 13th through the 17th. I'm not sure what date she will be here. She's going to be in town for the mental health conference downtown, and she's going to be one of the keynote speakers. And so our scholars have worked so hard drawing pictures, creating videos, taking photos with one of our photos that we have in the hallway, and just really we've been reading books and just making sure they know who she is throughout the year. We don't just do that just now, but
right.
We just want her to stop by, you know. We just want her to come and see that, you know, this community really embraces her, and Absolutely. That they named the school after her, you know, and it was a vote. So it could have been, you know, any name, but they voted for Michelle Obama Early Childhood. And that is just, that's a phenomenal thing. And I believe right. that she should stop by and just, you know, she could just drive through the Circle Drive and we can wave, you know. I think she's only going to be like 9.5 miles away or something. Like, that's so close.
Right. right.
But, yeah, so if you have any connections.
Any connections,
community, help us out. Let's try to get her here. That would be such a beautiful, beautiful moment.
Absolutely. So, yeah, Michelle Obama, if you're listening, or if any connections are listening, you know.
We love you.
Plug her in. Yeah, we love you. Plug her in. It makes sense. Michelle Obama at Michelle Obama.
That's right.
That'll be amazing. So anything else that we haven't talked about, that I haven't asked, that either of you wants to mention before we close?
Well, one last thing for me is we did change our open enrollment. It's usually in June. So we decided to do it a little bit earlier this year. So please come out during April 1st through the 5th. It's open enrollment. It's walk-ins from 8:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and then 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. And we really need you to bring your scholar with you so they can be screened by our Parents as Teachers program. All pre-K enrollments are done only in person. We do not have any online components right. at the moment. That is so important
yeah.
Because there's no block out in the system. So if you start filling out the paperwork, and you may call us and say, I enrolled online, you probably filled out some paperwork, but it cannot be processed for the school. So we do get those calls sometimes. So please, please make sure that you come to the walk-in appointments, or we have a late day. Sorry about that. On Wednesday, April 3rd, we will be here later for the ones that need a later time. 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. will be our late day. So you do have to be 3 before July 31st and potty trained. Remember that. You have to be potty trained. And I'll just mention some of the things they may need to bring. So all our families must bring the following. You have to bring a proof of residency, two current utility bills, along with a current lease or deed of trust or occupancy permit. Original birth certificate issued by the Bureau of Vital Statistics, original Social Security card, picture ID of the parent or guardian, current immunization record and current physical, allergy, asthma, seizure, or action plan. And don't forget, if you are applying for before and after care, you must provide your work schedule or on your employer's letterhead that lets us know that you need the service. So please make sure that you bring all those documents or your enrollment will not be able to be processed that day.
Gotcha. And of course, you have to do it in person. That's the difference. Kindergarten through grade 12, you can do online. You have to do online, really. But for early childhood, you need to come in person to Michelle Obama. And Ms. Sonia?
And I just want to reiterate that Parents as Teachers is a 12-month program. And we're always enrolling you. We have a website where you can do the online enrollment, or you can call us at 314-869-3211 at extension 35106. And you can enroll over the phone, or you can send me an email at sclay@rgsd.k12.mo.us. And so we're ready, and we have plenty of openings. So please call us, and we're ready to support you on your parenting journey.
All right. So thanks for tuning in, parents. Again, if you need any support with early childhood, these are the ladies that you need to speak with here at Michelle Obama Early Childhood Academic Center. And so thank you, Ms. Sonia Clay-Strozier and Dr. Amita Meeks-Williams, for joining the show. And if you need any additional information, be sure to check out the website. Otherwise, we will see you next week.